This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
.com 4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. There you go. Boy, I almost used that other word, Germ. I know that's a dangerous word. You don't like it. I'm not crazy about it. I do want to offer congratulations to Jeremy. You know, Jeremy is the silent guy behind this here little program. And he does a pretty good job, I must say. Standing up against the forces of evil and, well, I don't know, whatever it is that he does. He does a pretty good job, and I'm very, very happy to have him on the team. But I am not the only radio program that Mr. Jeremy produces. Jeremy also produces for Sam Newsman. Sam, as you may or may not know, is the most trusted puppet in media. He's been reporting since Roswell. And Jeremy now has a certain distinction, I would say. He is the producer of this here show in the afternoon, which, according to the Richmond Times-Dispatch, finished in the top three. We don't know whether it's one or two or three. I'll tell you what, whatever it is, I'll be very, very grateful. But it'd be nice to be number one again. But in the top three, so that's pretty cool. And Jeremy just found out that the Sam Newsman show finished in the top three for morning radio shows. So he is producing two of the top radio programs in all of Central Virginia. So congratulations to Jeremy. Very, very nice work. Quick reminder about our Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You are free to text anytime you'd like. And I want to remind you that if you have car questions, you know, Saturday morning in the garage with Stan Andruski, the best weekend radio program anywhere, is right here on this radio station, 8 a.m., and Stan will take your car questions all throughout the week. I get them off the text line, and then I send them to Stan. So they'll be answered. You can text them now if you'd like, 833-804-1140. I got a buddy of mine. I'm not going to use his name, but I can give you just a little bit of background. A retired police officer, a retired decorated police officer, sent me a little note here. Says, and fundamentally this, he says, I think Facebook is once again suppressing certain political posts. And he said, you know, he's got a lot of friends, and 60 to 70% of them probably agree with him politically. And usually when I post something political, they comment on. But for some reason, and he shared these two posts with me, hasn't gotten a single like. Which says to him that Zuckerberg and the team are once again suppressing things. I believe that. I totally believe that. I wish it weren't true. Honest to goodness, I wish I could sit here and say, ah, come on, it's all conspiracy stuff. Take the tinfoil off. But you can see it, right? I mean, I've seen it for years. Got to remember, I've been in this goofy talk radio business for 33 years. I've been around newsrooms for 33 years. And I know the people who were there. And I know their mindset, and I know their political agenda. I know what happens. I've seen it up close and personal for more than three decades. So I'm not the least bit surprised at any of this stuff. But you, well, you were watching Walter Cronkite, or you had your parents tell you about Walter Cronkite, and you just thought that all the news was, you know, just news. And then Donald Trump came along and told you, hey, this is fake news. And some people really, honest to goodness, did not want to believe it. They wanted to, oh, no, that can't possibly be true. And then you see, guess what? Guess what? No no problem rewriting history for Kamala Harris. Nothing at all, huh? Nothing at all. But you see it, and that's exactly what they are doing. All right, let us get to a couple of audio clips here. That would be wonderful. Don Lemon, you remember him? He used to be on CNN, and he figured out a way to not be on CNN, and then wasn't he on X for like a day, and then Elon Musk said, you really stink, you get out of here. Something like that. I'm paraphrasing. How about cut number one?
I want to say I'm happy to be in an independent space where I don't have to worry about the corporate overlords now, where I can stand up for democracy, where I can say who I'm supporting. I'm on the side of democracy, and I'm on the side of people who are going to someone who's going to help our people. I'm not on the side of Project 2025. I'm not going to pretend to put these two campaigns on equal footing and at an equal level, because that's not what it is. And also, I think that instead of amplifying, I do agree with the young man who said, do not respond. If you want to respond, look, that's your business. We have heard enough about Donald Trump. We've heard enough about MAGA. They're over-indexed in all of the news coverage. And all of the news coverage you see on cable and traditional television and radio, everyone wants to know, what do we need to know about the MAGA people? We need to understand them. Well, people need to understand Black people in this election, because that's who's going to decide this election. So I run in a lot of different circles, and the worst things that I hear about Kamala Harris comes from white men, straight white men. They can't really explain why they don't like her. They just know that they don't like her, and they send out the worst memes about her, or say the worst about her. And when they do that, I confront them to their faces. So you got to confront them to their faces, and you got to ask them why, and then tell them the truth about her record. And then also tell them that they have had a first lady in the White House who came from questionable means and who, is a model and naked. I don't see Kamala Harris doing any shit like that. Pardon my French.
Okay. So Melania Trump's a bad person? Is that what I'm to take from that? And Don Lemon doesn't like straight white guys, and straight white guys don't like Kamala Harris. Huh. Now, it just seems a little bizarre to me as you take a listen to some of that. Holy moly. Dude, you're about as racist a human being as I have heard in a long time. Just pure, unadulterated racism and bigotry. That's what I took from that. Nothing of really substantial consequence. Just a bitter, hateful, race-baiting bigot. That's disturbing, don't you think? Really is. It's very, very disturbing. How about cut number two? You have to understand that many in the media continue to stand with Hamas, just like Kamala Harris. Take a listen to cut number two.
In the Israeli-occupied West Bank, the assassination was met with shock and disbelief.
There's also anger. People have been chanting West Bank for Hamas. They want revenge.
Their grief shared with Palestinians in Gaza. I've been crying all day, said Fatima Al-Sati. We've lost one of our very own. Hania was the political face of Hamas. He was the man who sat in the same room as the Israelis trying to hammer out that much-demanded hostage deal. Palestinian activist Mustafa Barghouti believes that deal is now dead.
When you kill the person you negotiate with, what is the intention? The intention is to kill any possibility for peace.
For a region that was already on the verge of escalating into all-out war, this latest assassination brings it just that much closer.
I see. So, just so I'm clear, the Israelis are the bad guys because they killed the bad guy that put together the slaughter of 1,000 innocent people. All right, I'm just trying to do the math, you know. My boys might say that math ain't mathing. I don't think that math is mathing there. I really don't. Unless, of course, you really just hate the Israelis, in which case, oh my God, Jew plus Jew equals that, right? You ought to be ashamed of yourself, CBS News. CBS pathetic excuse for news. How somebody at the CBS headquarters didn't look at that, hear that, see that, and go, yeah, yeah, that's not reporting. You think that's bad? Yeah, I got more coming your way. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. For 21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday Eve. Donald Trump has just said he will ban biological males from competing in women's sports. Good! Did you see the video from the Olympics? This is one of the most disgusting things that I have seen in a long time. There is a dude, I don't give a crap what pronouns he's decided to use. He's a guy. And he is boxing a woman. The reports are that he hit her. He broke her nose, and 46 seconds in, she said, that's it, I'm out. She tapped out, basically. She quit. She shouldn't have to fight a guy. Period. End of story. This is nonsense. This is, by the way, what Kamala Harris wants. Kamala Harris says you can be anything you want. Now, you know, in theory, you think, oh, well, gosh, I could grow up to be the president of the United States someday. Yeah, it's a lovely thought. But that's not what she's talking about. She's talking about some guy who failed in his personal political agenda or in his personal political, no, not political, personal athletic endeavor. And then says, well, as a guy, I finished fifth. As a guy, I don't stand out. I know I'm going to be a woman. Well, how are you going to be a woman? I'm just going to say I'm a woman. That's all you have to do. Kamala Harris says, yeah, that's okay. It's fine. That's fine. You know what this means? Kamala Harris and Democrats believe that men make better women than women do. That's exactly what they're saying and doing. Joe Biden. And who thinks it's really Joe Biden, for God's sakes? Whoever it is that's moving his hand to sign things or pretending that he's still with us. They've dismantled Title IX to make everything open for dudes who want to compete against dudettes. It's absolutely positively disgusting. How on earth do you think that any woman is going to compete against a guy in something like boxing? If you've not seen this video, yes, you should watch it, but boy, you'd better be prepared for it. You'd better be prepared. And here's what I want you to think about. I want you to think about your daughter or your granddaughter or your niece or the girl who lives down the street who has trained her whole freaking life for some sort of an athletic activity. She's gotten up early. She's done homework late at night. She's gone to practice after practice after practice. And I don't care what the sport is. Pick a sport. And then all of a sudden, she's got to compete against a guy? Look at Riley Gaines, right? That goofball Will Thomas. Will Thomas is a swimmer, was mediocre at best. All of a sudden, he decided he was a woman. Now, he's 6'4", muscled like an athletic guy would be, has the twigs and berries, hasn't had anything changed down there. There's been no remodeling that's gone on. Walks around naked in their locker room. And all of a sudden, he's the best female swimmer. It's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. And the 46 seconds of video from this boxing match ought to wake up everyone. I don't care how progressive you want to be. Well, you know, I just think people should be what they want to be and they can do what they want to. That's fine. But are you telling me that you think it's appropriate for a guy to be in a ring beating up a woman? It is inexcusable. And the Olympics, already a colossal embarrassment. If these people had any shame. Well, they don't. All right, Brian Maloney is going to be with us at 4:33. Always love chatting with him about where these campaigns are going, man. It's good stuff. Brian joins us at 4:33. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., my friend John Reed's going to be here. Please make sure you're here for that. It is 4:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 4:34, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. There's not a single solitary person with more than two synapses firing who believes the crap that just came out of the Minister of Propaganda's mouth. Let me tell you something. The Kamala Harris administration just cut a deal with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind of the September 11th attacks. That's what Kamala Harris and Joe Biden did. And Karine Jean-Pierre can stand there and lie all she wants. Well, this had nothing to do with us. Of course it did. It's all you. By the way, you know why Russia is doing this now? Because Russia would much rather deal with Kamala Harris than they would with Donald Trump. They've dealt for 4 years with Joe Biden, which has meant, hey, they're going to do any damn thing they want. And Joe Biden, who people have to hold a mirror in front of his mouth half the time, I think that's an official job at the White House now. Is the breath fogging up the mirror? It is. Okay, well, we're good to go. He don't know what the hell's going on. Kamala Harris, who is a far left-wing extremist, please, 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 don't delude yourself here. Vladimir Putin would rather deal with her. Not Donald Trump. Joe Biden gave him anything he wanted. Don't cross that line. I'm crossing the line. All right, well, don't cross another line. All right, well, don't. Never mind. I got to take a nap and watch Murder, She Wrote. Why do you think Vladimir Putin went into Ukraine and then Crimea and all the rest of this stuff? Because he knows there's nothing going to happen from Biden. Why is he sending these prisoners back now? Because, my opinion, and I'm right, by the way, he's trying to influence the election. Here in the United States, much rather have another far left wing loser in the White House than Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump would say, hey, look, dude, I'm going to text you a picture of the room you're in at your house. And we're going to come over there and pull your beating heart out through your nose if you don't cut the crap out. Anyway, far be it for me, right? We've got Brian Maloney. Brian is just one of the best, and I have been a fan of Brian's work for a long time. One of the best talk radio.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Personalities that you would ever, ever, ever have the privilege of listening to, and somebody who has been involved in campaigns and political activities forever, really has some great insight, and he's kind enough to join us every week. Brian, thank you for being here, man.
Hey, you're on a roll. I'm almost afraid to interrupt, Jeff.
Well, that is very kind, especially coming.
Well, I mean, you were on a good rant there. You really were.
Especially coming from you, who knows a thing or two about well-placed rants. I know that. All right, so give me my weekly update here, Mr. Maloney. Is Donald Trump getting it done, or is Kamala Harris kind of looking at running the table? What's going on?
Well, I think the Trump campaign was really firing on all cylinders until the, you know, whole Kamala coup occurred.
Yep.
And I think what's happened since is, even though the Trump campaign says they were ready for this, they were preparing for it for months, which I hope they were, that they seem to be playing defense too much, and they're not on offense. And I think it shows that, once again, you know, the wrong people are inside the campaign, and we've seen this over and over. Trump holds his own. He's beautifully speaking to huge packed crowds where there isn't one seat open, you know, 9,000, 10,000 right. people, whatever. I mean, yep. these are incredible. And he's on top of his game like never before. But I think that they need a fast, you know, like a, I was going to say like a rapid response team, but I think it's a rapid offense team where you play offense. For instance, this ridiculous situation where, you know, a man is able to pummel a woman on the Olympics, you know, stage, basically, you know, in a boxing match, you know, that's the world that Kamala Harris wants for our daughters. That's
right.
What Kamala Harris, 100% of her being, supports that woman being beaten to a pulp and knocked to the ground. That's yep. her ideology. Trump's campaign should be out there absolutely screaming from the rooftops about how this is Kamala. This is what Kamala's presidency will look like.
That's right.
So that's where I'm frustrated, Jeff. I'm frustrated. I want to see that. I'm not seeing it. You know, I'm sure there are a lot of guys turning around that campaign in suits or whatever, shuffling papers, but they're not getting the message out correctly at the moment.
Well, one of the things, Brian, that you raise, and of course it is absolutely on point, is this image. It's 46 seconds long. There is a woman fighting a man, and it's not even that. It's a man beating a woman. And you're right.
Yeah.
Why do we not have an immediate response? You need a picture of Dr. Richard Levine / Dr. Rachel Levine. This
exactly.
is the world that Kamala Harris
yeah.
has created. She loves this.
I think what you want to do, if you're the Trump campaign right now, you want to tie all of this woke nonsense to Kamala Harris, and you want to be doing it 50 times a day.
Yeah.
And you need focus. And I think that that's where that's where Trump's weakness has always been, in focusing on something and sticking with it. And I say all this because, of course, I want him to win. I don't want anybody to think I'm not, you know, supporting him. I'm just saying, because I worked in campaigns. You have. I mean, we've been around, you know, we're not new.
That's right.
And when I see these kinds of things, there's no excuse for Kamala to be even running even with him in any polls. She's an absolute disaster of a candidate. And she's been basically placed there in a coup. I mean, a coup occurred.
Yeah.
And as you were pointing out before you brought me on, she is already the de facto president. I think that Joe Biden appears every once in a while, but you could put his face on a milk carton now, because most of the time we don't know if he's alive. You know, he pops up. Okay, he's still alive. We know that now.
Right.
But
right.
he's not running the country at
no.
all. If he
no.
ever was, he certainly isn't now.
That's exactly right. Now, what about Kamala Harris's lack of a press conference? Many of us have now started keeping track. It's 11
yeah.
days since, you know, the palace gave her this official nomination. Here you go. It's yours. 11 days she hasn't faced anything from the press. Not that she would get tough questions, but at least pretend that you're doing that. Donald Trump goes to the National Association of Black Journalists, and I watched it, and I'll tell you what, Donald Trump did not shy away from a single solitary question.
Uh-oh.
Right? And he said, look, I'm here.
That's a guts. He could have just skipped that, Jeff. He could have skipped it.
Yep. She did, though. She skipped it. And he went there. Yeah.
And then all the headlines were attacking him. MSNBC had an attack piece that they ran, you know, his racist remarks or whatever. It's like, well, where was Kamala at all?
Yep.
And where is the credit that Trump should receive for not being afraid to confront his foes? Yep. And that's exactly what that association was. It was loaded up with extreme leftists with loaded, rude questions and rude treatment. And he called them out on it, and he did a beautiful job.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's the bottom line. Trump shows consistently a backbone, and he's not afraid to confront anybody, whether it's the leader in North Korea or a hostile press or whatever. The man is afraid of nothing. And that's the kind of thing I want as president. And plenty of presidents in the future, and they will be fabulous. We will have women that are presidents that will be fantastic. We will love them. Mm-hmm. But Kamala Harris ain't going to be one of those.
Tell me a little bit about... Yeah. Well, I'm screwed. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I want to know what you take of J.D. Vance at this point. Now, the Democrats have come up with the phrase weird, right? They describe him as weird, and I am doing my best, Brian. You know, one of the things that you and I do when we have these discussions, when we have them on the air, right, you try and put yourself in the other set of shoes. Go, okay, well, what is it that you're thinking? And I'm trying to think, what is it about him that's weird? Hard scrapple guy, really tough background, a mother who's got a drug issue, joins the Marines, puts himself through college, gets married, has three kids, lives in the suburbs. What is weird about that?
Well, yeah, and they're attacking him over things he said 3 years ago. Yeah. You know, he is a little green in terms of all of this. His rise has been, you know, meteoric. However, these attacks on him as being weird, I think, have fizzled. I think the Democrats had a really bad strategy here. If that's the best you can come up with against J.D. Vance, they've got a problem, because that's nothing. And you know what? Every Democrat I ever knew loved being weird.
Yeah.
So that should be a reason to vote for him. I mean, California coast, a bunch of weirdo hippies, you know, that's what I grew up around. I'm long gone from that coast, but I mean, that's what, they were all weirdos. So what, this weird thing is just, it's some kind of, you know, MSNBC thing, DNC talking point, and if they want to call him weird...
Yeah,
I don't think that's going to change any votes at all. I think they've totally blown it. And J.D. Vance, I mean, he's doing okay. He's a little new to this, you know. He's not used to this kind of stage. He's not seasoned, whatever. So I think if I'm the Trump campaign, I'm going to want to have J.D. kind of cool it on the rhetoric here and there and have a little bit more of it road tested first, you know. Focus group tested. Don't be just shooting from the hip. Yeah. Trump knows how to shoot from the hip because he's, you know, 78 years old. And this guy's, what, 39? I mean, there's a difference. There's a difference.
Again, Brian, not a shock. I remind everybody, Brian Maloney is here, and he's right. Donald Trump is seasoned. Donald Trump has been providing these verbal salvos for a long time. He knows how to direct them. He knows where he's going. I think J.D. Vance is a good guy. I think he's going to be very, very good as he is seasoned, as he gets a little aging on him. But, yeah, you're right. He's kind of shooting here and shooting there, and it's not quite hitting the mark. Now, Kamala Harris is supposed to have some big announcement on Tuesday in Pennsylvania. Of course, there's the buzz that she's going to pick Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, to be her running mate. What's your sense on who the VP might be for her?
I don't think she picks Shapiro, because the Democrat Party now is 100% anti-Semitic. Let's just be honest. And, you know, it hates Israel. It hates the Jewish people. I don't know why Jewish Americans are still voting for that party. For the life of me, I cannot understand it. And I hope some have changed their minds. But the bottom line is, she will not pick him for that reason alone. You know, and she's looking at there's some really interesting, you know, all white males, basically, to make it look like, you know, I mean, she's got to pick a white male, which is very interesting. And then there's white males for Kamala.
Yeah.
And it was a freak show. It was a freak show. So there's that, and you know, so she's looking at the, you know, governor of Kentucky. I'm looking at the four or five different options. She could pick somebody really out of left field, somebody really wild. But the goal here is, the entire focus right now is on reinventing her as something other than a San Francisco far left liberal. They're trying to moderate her. They're trying to mainstream her and make it. Yep. That's why she's not talking about issues. That's why she won't have a press conference. And they're deleting her entire history. They're rewriting it. Silicon Valley is taking part. Google is taking part. So they are gaslighting the entire country and the world into a totally new and fake narrative for Kamala that is based 100% on lies.
Brian, you and I are living between the covers of the book 1984 right now.
Yeah.
We really are.
Yeah.
We really are. Yeah.
Yeah. And Silicon Valley is there every step of the way to make it more miserable for all of us.
Yeah. Brian, I can't believe I'm out of time. I could sit here and talk with you, as you know.
Well, it's a pleasure.
Tell everybody where they can find you online, because they need to follow you.
So we're going gangbusters right now on my Media Equalizer page on Facebook. It is facebook.com/Media Equalizer, one word, or on Twitter, I'm sscalpings, sscalpings. I always love having your listeners connect with me, Jeff. I really do.
Well, we love having you here. Brian Maloney, the best of the best. Thank you so much for being with us today. And I want everybody to go over there. I am looking at the Media Equalizer page right now. If you haven't liked it yet, Brian's up to, what has he got here, like 45,000 people. Let's make it 45,001. It is 4:46, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 4:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and it is hot. Next couple of days are just gonna be hot. Over the weekend, we might see some of those pop-up showers, just FYI. I'm looking at the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. Always great stuff coming in there. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And again, I do thank my friends over at Chronic Care of Richmond. You know, I'm a patient, right? I've told you that. And Bryant and Janine are the folks behind that, and they're just great. I got a text yesterday, and I misplaced it. But a gentleman who had gone into Chronic Care had great results, going to be working with one of the other doctors there. So that's pretty cool. Good for him. 804 says, Jeff, I don't like Kamala Harris because she's a communist. Well, that's a good reason not to like her, because she's a communist. She is the furthest left-wing wackadoodle you are ever going to meet. And she was very proud of that up until she was handed the presidential nomination. And they said, maybe we better dial back the San Francisco leftist crazy crap.
And so yeah, I am radical. I do believe that we need to get radical about what we're doing and take it seriously.
Jeff, the Harris-Biden administration didn't lift a finger to get Americans back until that American-hating WNBA player got arrested. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. How is it that they get back their folks and we get back some guy who's, they get a butcher. Yeah. We get... The last time, remember, we got the WNBA player who hated America and got caught with some weed or, I don't know, whatever it was, some minimal stuff. We twisted ourselves into knots. And they get back these murderous thugs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dave says, yeah, now it's an election year. They need to say, see, we care. Well, they can stuff it. All right. There you go. Howdy, Jeff, 703 says, yesterday you had a fascinating guy talking about Google, their rabid censorship. What was the name of the search engine he recommended? I love your show and thanks. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tusk, T-U-S-K. That's what he recommended. So you can take a look at that. I thought DuckDuckGo was good, and he said all that does is not provide some of your information via cookies. And Germ pointing out here quite correctly, thank you, Jeremy, Russia got a whole bunch of cyber hackers back in the exchange. Oh, well, there shouldn't be any problem with that. I mean, what could possibly go wrong? CJ in Old Church says, Jeff, it's not just Kamala Harris that wants to see men in women's sports. Abigail Spanberger also voted to allow biological men in women's sports. Anyone in Virginia with a daughter needs to watch that video. Well, somebody should ask Abigail Spanberger, big-time phony that she is, how does she feel about that guy beating up that gal? That's my question for her. You voted to approve that, Abigail Spanberger. Abigail Spanberger is perfectly okay with your grandmother being exposed to some naked guy in the locker room. She thinks that's totally okay. And Abigail Spanberger is perfectly okay with your daughter being in a sporting competition, maybe like boxing, where she either figuratively or literally gets pummeled by a guy competing. Go ahead, ask Abigail Spanberger. 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.